They've been labeled by the Justice Department a criminal enterprise, their precious metals trading desk, and six of their traders are facing RICO charges, racketeering indictments, which would enable them to go after JP Morgan as a whole. That's the whole premise of racketeering charges. That's how they got Al Capone. Ted Butler would tell you that he believes they're setting up to double cross the other commercial banks. There are four or five commercial banks that have held these huge short positions, JP Morgan being the chief conspirator. Once it took this country 300 years to create $800 billion, and in a period of 3 weeks, Federal Reserve, U.S. Treasury have created $5.6 trillion with the keystroke. It's immoral, and it's frightening.
Welcome to Business Game Changers. I'm Sarah Westall. I have Andy Shechtman coming back to the show. I had to talk to him because every market is going crazy. Things are going crazy everywhere. I mean, I've been talking the last couple of shows about the fact that it's almost ridiculous saying something like this, but silver is the lowest value in human history right now. So if there's ever a time to buy, it's now, when it's the lowest it's ever been. But it's not just gold and silver that are going crazy and totally out of whack. You know, it's the bond market, it's the repo market, it's everything. And I've been covering this for a long time. I've had Hardly Schlinger on, I've had Ellen Braun, I've had all these people on talking about how the central bankers are planning this digital currency. They want to do this. There's so much that they're doing right now. And now we see this virus, and we're almost at war, and this could be definition of war, because I think our country is being taken down from internally and externally. The market's being taken down. We're being destroyed, and I hope it's for something more positive, like a reset that's better for humanity. But obviously, our market's being destroyed. It's whether to remove Trump so that they can make him look bad, and they want to remove him, or is it what they need to do to reset it? I don't know, but it's purposely being taken down. Everything that we're doing with this virus is just wrong. These young people need to get out there, get the virus, and build that herd immunity, and make everyone safer, like what they're doing in Sweden. And the risk to them is so low, and we have hydroxychloroquine. We know what we're doing. The people who are vulnerable, they need to be taken care of, and we're not doing the right things to take care of them. People in nursing homes need to be properly taken care of, really looked over. And everybody else should get the hell out of their houses. Build your immunity. Get out in the sun. Do all these things, and we're doing the exact opposite. And then you have the idiots on these social media platforms. They're censoring the people that are telling you how to take care of yourself for society to be better off. They're censoring those people. It's like they're crazy. And so I had to bring Andy back, and I had to talk about what the heck is going on. And he's promised me, and I've said this before, anybody who is interested in buying gold and silver, and silver, it isn't that expensive, so anybody could, I shouldn't say anybody, I know everyone's struggling right now. There's over 33 million people that are unemployed. And so if it's something, if you want a safety net, silver isn't a bad thing to buy. If you've been taking money out of the stock market and you wanna put it somewhere else, gold and silver is a safe haven, and especially since it's so low right now. And he promised me, it was a promise to me, that he would give, as long as you say you came from Sarah, that he would give you the lowest price that you can find anywhere online, beat anybody in the United States. So that's a promise to me. So remember to do that. It's Andy at milesfranklin.com. And I also want to tell you, I added a new product on my shop. I had a C60 oil that I was putting for my face, and that came out of Malta, and she cannot provide it anymore. And a lot of people were asking for lotion and, for things, C60 for your skin. And so I have the perfect product that I just put up there, C60 organic, all natural materials, No Sense. So that is available now on my shop. And so look for that as well. And to everybody who supports this program and supports the mission of getting this information out to people, saving lives as much as we can, helping the children that are so struggling and suffering, I really appreciate it. And for all of you that are sticking with me, because this is difficult for me too. I'm attacked. If you ever noticed, I'm attacked quite a bit. And so for all those people out there that support the show, that support getting this out, sharing the shows, doing your own blogs, trying to get your own information out there, whatever you can to get this information out there, because we have such an ignorant mass that we're trying to educate. And the more of us that are working together to educate and to get information in their hands, the better. So I thank all of you in this cause. Let's get to this interview now with Andy Scheckman. Hi, Andy. Thank you so much for returning back to the program.
Hi, Sarah. It's good to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well,
lots to talk about.
Oh, God. Well, I wanted to have you back because we did a show last year now about JP Morgan cornering the silver market. And it did really well. It did numbers that I don't get to see anymore, because I think that one did almost 150,000, 130, I don't know. It did quite well. And now we're seeing silver, the value of silver is the lowest it's been, according to, you know, numbers in human history, which just seems absurd. Even saying a comment like that seems absurd, but I think it's true. And that's going on. JP Morgan's cornering the silver market. They have hoards of it. And then the other thing is that silver is widely assumed or considered the most important metal in conductivity for high-tech use, because it conducts electricity better than any other metal. And high-tech use is on steroids going up. So you couple all, you know, and then the global economy is falling, and usually precious metals goes up when there's economic recession. So with all those factors, this does not make sense. So I wanted to bring you on and say, what could possibly be going on with the silver market? First, can you kind of give us an overview and then explain to me what you think is going on?
Yeah, well, first of all, I'm going to try to answer it little by little. Start with the end of your question. In a recessionary period, silver would typically lag because of its industrial components, so its industrial uses. I would argue that silver is as much a monetary metal as it is an industrial metal, although not in recent times. I mean, silver's not used as a monetary metal in recent times in terms of in our coinage, but it has a history going back 6,000 years of being both a monetary and an industrial metal. But in a recessionary period, typically you would see silver lag. In a period like we're seeing right now, if you look at the three previous bull markets in history in precious metals, you see something very similar. You see that gold moves first, silver lags, and when silver finally does move, it moves further. It catches up, and it oftentimes will outpace gold in the second half or the second part of the bull market. And I think that'll happen again here too. There are a lot of things that are lining up for that to happen. In particular, as you mentioned, JP Morgan, who's amassed over 1 billion ounces of physical silver since 2011. That is the single largest physical position of silver the world has ever seen. And they've done so by holding down the paper prices, so much so that they have six of their traders have been indicted by the Justice Department on an ongoing investigation into JP Morgan's precious metals desk. They've been labeled by the Justice Department a criminal enterprise, their precious metals trading desk. And six of their traders are facing RICO charges, racketeering indictments, which would enable them to go after JP Morgan as a whole. That's the whole premise of racketeering charges. That's how they got Al Capone. Bottom line is that when you see the most sophisticated, well-funded investors on the planet amassing 1 billion ounces of silver, 10 times what the Hunt brothers tried to buy, at doing so while holding down the paper price, it speaks to me of where ultimately the paper price of silver will ultimately end up. I'm very confident that Look, silver is the most undervalued asset on the planet, Sarah. There are very few things in the world that are trading for a third of their 1980 value. And you're right, silver has indispensable uses. In fact, there's a branch of the U.S. government, I believe it's their Geological Survey branch of the U.S. government, that came out a year or two ago and said that it was their opinion that silver would be the first item struck in from the periodic table of elements. Because just to what you said, it is highly conductive. It is used in anything electronic or electric, just about anything you've ever touched since you were a little girl that conducts electricity has silver in it, from the first video game you ever played to the first hairdryer you ever used to the first black and white TV or refrigerator you opened up or calculator you used, hairdryer, anything that you've used going back 80 years now, not you, but us as a people, anything that conducts electricity, just about all of it has some modicum of silver in it. And all of that stuff is in landfills somewhere now, because a third or a fifth or an eighth or a hundredth of an ounce of silver in a motherboard, it doesn't make sense to pull that out. So it is a depleting commodity. Not to mention it's found in nature, something called epithermal, which means it's found very close to the surface. So most of the low-lying fruit, the big discoveries, were found many decades ago. And in fact, almost 70% of the silver that is found today, mined today, comes as a byproduct of mining other metals like tin or copper or zinc or gold. And so the actual silver mines that are dedicated to specifically mining silver are few and far between. Now, one of the CEOs of a big dedicated silver operation, First Majestic, is a buddy of mine, Keith Neumeyer. Keith has told me and said publicly recently that what is coming out of the ground is 8 to 1, that what they are actually pulling out of the ground is 8 to 1, meaning it is 8 times as abundant in the Earth's crust now as it is, as gold is. And you go back thousands of years, that number was 15.5 or 16 to 1. In fact, you can go all the way back to ancient Babylonian times, where they found tablets from the time of Nebuchadnezzar that show a 10 to 1 relationship between gold and silver on tablets that were found in caves, all the way back to the earliest times on record. So whether you're talking a 15.5 to 1 ratio historically, whether you're talking tablets found in Babylonia that show a 10 to 1, whether you're talking an 8 to 1 ratio that is coming out of the ground now, or looking at a ratio going back 150 years that has almost always been between 45 and 80. Anytime it gets on either side of those, it corrects. Waking up this morning to see 115 to 1 ratio gold to silver is within spitting distance of its all-time high. And when I say all-time high, I'm talking all-time high, 6,000 years all-time high. The tablets going all the way back 5,000 years ago show 10 to 1. Geologic relationship has always been 16 to 1. The fact that we are at 115 to 1 now, and the most nefarious, well-informed, and well-funded and sheltered traders on the planet, JP Morgan, have amassed the largest physical position the world has ever seen while holding down the paper price, should be all we need to know. Take a look at what the central banks did last April by reclassifying gold as the only other tier one asset in the world. For 80 years since the 40s, 1943 or 4, U.S. Treasuries have been the only tier one asset. And a tier one asset is the ultimate form of collateral among central banks. When they trade with one another, the only form of collateral they would ever use were United States Treasuries or strict dollar deposits. And for 80 years, it's been that way. And then out of nowhere, out of left field, the central banks reclassify it last year as the only other tier one asset in the world. And of course, they front ran that decision by a year and a half, massively accumulating gold since 2017. That front running and that reclassification of gold from a tier three asset to the only other tier one asset on the planet has in large part created this distortion. You have the most sophisticated and well-funded and well-informed investors on the planet massively accumulating gold. They have not been doing that with silver. So it's created this widespread. But I truly believe that we will see silver narrow that gap.
Well, but if JP Morgan is trying to corner this market and the high-tech uses is on steroids, I mean, high tech is, everybody knows high tech use is the future and it's just growing massively. Everyone knows that's obvious. And they're holding the price. To me, it would seem like they're doing this on purpose so they can have a huge windfall or control the technology market.
Of course, and don't forget the military aspect of it also. There's 500 ounces of silver in the tip of every Tomahawk cruise missile. Silver is indispensable. You need it. And that's why a lot of people believe that J.P. Morgan has been accumulating all of this metal on behalf of either the Chinese government or on behalf of the U.S. government, because it's the only explanation that would explain how they've been able to, even though these charges have come up, they've still been able to push the price around. Now, there is something I'd like to mention about that in a minute, but suffice it to say, it's the only explanation that would explain how they've been able to avoid prosecution for the better part of a decade by blatantly violating antitrust law and spoofing the market and accumulating silver while holding down the price. It's important to note one thing. In conjunction with their RICO charges, the last commitment of traders report last week, for the first time since 2008, the very first time, shows JP Morgan net long in the futures market and net long on paper, on physical. Ted Butler would tell you that he believes they're setting up to double cross the other commercial banks. There are four or five commercial banks that have held these huge short positions, JP Morgan being the chief conspirator. The fact that they are now long physically and long on paper for the first time in 12 years should tell you what the ultimate end game is for the price of gold and silver. Take a step back, look at the reclassification of gold, look at the rampant accumulation by the central banks, look at JP Morgan amassing the largest position of silver in the world. These types of players don't do this stuff in a vacuum. They do it for a reason. And they want to do it through misdirection, by misdirecting us into equities and into paper products instead of owning pure wealth. Wealth that is unencumbered and immutable, can't be taken away from you through the printing press, through inflation. And bottom line is, I think they understand that, whether it be for high-tech uses or military uses, you're dealing with a depleting asset, one that is vital to national security on many levels, whether it be medically, whether it be water purification, whether it be solar panels. There's textiles. There's a million uses for silver that, and of course, electric conductivity. There are a million uses for it. And I think that they have most definitely created a perception of reality through low prices that make no sense, that have enabled them being the commercial banks, and in particular JP Morgan, to amass the largest position the world's ever seen, to corner the physical supply. And they will let it run to the upside. The only way you can successfully manipulate a market over an extended period of time is to push it in the direction that it is moving. And the traders that do this, they'll always choose the path of least resistance. It's been easy, really easy, to hold back gold and silver in the largest equity bull market in human history. But when things start to fall apart like you're seeing right now, you can't hold it back. And that's probably why JP Morgan has flip-flopped from short to long. That's why the central banks have reclassified gold. And that's why they're all accumulating it voraciously. The only way you win, Sarah, is to trust your gut and not your lying eyes. Your eyes will lie to you. Your gut will speak to you. You must close your eyes and listen to your gut and do what the most powerful people in the world are doing. They're de-dollarizing and they're accumulating gold and silver. And what the Federal Reserve and the Treasury are doing, they have proven they're going to buy everything, and they will stop at nothing to monetize and hold back the forces of deflation. And it's becoming very clear they're going to do this. The Fed has already. The government has already added $3.6 trillion to our deficit this year, on top of $2 trillion that was printed earlier in the year. That's $5.6 trillion that has come out of nowhere in the past couple of months. It took this country 300 years to create $800 billion. And in a period of 3 weeks, Federal Reserve and the U.S. Treasury have created $5.6 trillion with a keystroke. It's immoral, and it's frightening.
It's just crazy. I mean, it's just kind of, we've gotten out of anything that makes sense anymore. And that's why just having something, I'm trying to get some sense of all this. It does kind of seem like they're trying to accumulate physical. You don't want ETFs because that's a fantasy. You don't want paper because it's not real. But now let me ask you, and maybe you could talk to that as well, but why is there such a big, if silver's at 14, you still have to pay 20 for it? What's going on there in the silver market where so many people, there's this disconnect on what the prices are versus what the rate is?
The largest spread ever between the price of a silver eagle and the futures price of silver. Never been like this, ever. It's a massive spread. Normally, that spread would be $2. Right now, it's closer to $10, 9 or 10. It's the industry's way of saying that the price is BS and that that may be the price, but go try and find it for anywhere near that price. You can't. One of the things that we're seeing, Sarah, that is contributing to that, however, is something that's got me very concerned. And I think it will spill over into the real economy very soon, what I'm seeing in my industry. Let me explain. I'm sure many of your listeners have noticed the volatility in the stock market over the last month, up several hundred, down several hundred, maybe even up 1,000, down 1,000. That volatility to me is Fed-induced buying of S&P futures and Dow futures and ETFs. The last thing people want to see when they're locked up in their home is their IRAs losing 40% in a week. It would literally drive people off the edge. And so the Fed has come in to try to maintain a perception or an illusion of calm, and they've bought S&P futures and Dow futures and ETFs, and they're buying everything they can to maintain this perception of reality, this illusion of reality that everything is okay. While that has happened, you've had baby boomers who I think had a spiritual experience in March, watching half of their wealth or 40% of their wealth just evaporate. And that volatility, up 1,000, down 1,000, that down 1,000 are baby boomers pulling out of the stock market and looking for safety. Now, normally, that safety would have spilled over into the bond market. In the 90s, you could have bought US Treasuries with a 9% coupon. So $2 million in a treasury earning 9% means you take $180,000 of interest per year, never touch your 2 million, you live like a king and a queen. Perfect. Now, with interest rates, as we talked about earlier, approaching zero, that $2 million doesn't do anything for you. You'll be lucky for it to net you $15,000. And so you can't live off a fixed income anymore. So the first place that they're going are precious metals. And what we are seeing is wicked price inflation. You had asset price inflation in stocks, bonds, and real estate over the last decade. As that money comes out of those assets in search of safety, it's going into precious metals at a time when the supply chain is broken. So what we are seeing are fractured supply chains, massively increased demand, and more money pouring into this industry than it can accommodate. Especially with the broken supply chain. So that's part of the reason we're seeing such high premiums on gold and silver. It's simply because there are more people chasing fewer goods. That's the classic definition of inflation, more money chasing fewer and fewer goods and services. And so that's what I think is going to happen more so in this industry as more and more people wake up to maybe the fallacy that the stock market is really safe. And also, I think you'll see that spill into the economy, the real economy. That inflation that is so rampant in asset prices and in this industry has yet to find its way into the real economy. But you don't have to look any further than like the price of meat. The supply chain is broken, the demand is ever increasing or stable, and there's going to be more money chasing fewer and fewer items. You'll see price inflation in food. And in medicine and in other things that we need, as all this money that has been created since 2008 has been holed up in financial assets, is now coming out as baby boomers retire. That's going to come out and find its way into the real economy. It's already found its way into precious metals. And so when your listeners are debating, should we wait? Should we wait for the price to come down? Should we wait until premiums normalize, I will simply say this, that there's no right or wrong answer here. Either you're going to pay too much or you're not. And if you pay too much, well, that sucks. But the short side of that is that if I'm right and things only get worse with the supply chain, if we see the coronavirus come back for a second wave, cold and flu season, the way the Spanish flu did in 1918, which killed six times as many people as the first, because everyone's holed up inside, they're stressed out, their immune system is compromised due to the stress and not...
They're doing everything wrong.
Huh?
They're doing everything wrong.
Yes, right.
And so they're just going to make it worse. Yeah.
A second wave. And if that second wave comes by, I equate it to being cheated on by a spouse. Your spouse cheats on you. You're brokenhearted and devastated. You take them back. Everything's great. They promise they'll never do it again. You take them back. Everything's great for a couple of months. And then you come home early from work one day and find them kissing someone in the driveway. Point of it is, if this thing comes back again, just like catching your spouse a second time, the level of people will just crawl back into a hole and never come back out. I think the markets will collapse. I think the inability to source product in my industry will define the marketplace. And I think that this is kind of the last train out. I hope I'm wrong. If I am right, and this does come back, if it comes back this fall, it will collapse the stock market. It'll collapse everything that we know that is coming back to normal in terms of re-entry into the economy. And we will go back and be more neurotic than we ever have been. And heaven only knows what it'll take to fix that problem. But I do think it's not going
to get
better.
And I got to tell you, it'll make me even more mad because I'm working so hard to educate people that they need to build up their immunities. We need the young people to get it and get their immunities. We need to do what Sweden's doing. They didn't lock everybody in their homes and screw up. You protect the ones who are vulnerable. Everybody else builds the herd immunity naturally. Get out there, build your immunities, get outside to become stronger. And then if a second wave comes, we can fight it. But what we're doing wrong or now is all wrong, all backwards. But that's another topic I wanted to talk about. Gold and silver in particular.
But I think it's important to note that as that happens, the psychological effect will wreak major havoc, I think, not only on the stock market, but on the inability to get product in this industry as well, simply because it's so supply chain dominant. And look, there are five major mints in the world, Sarah. United States and Canada, they've already each been shut down once, and they're both working at marginalized capability right now. I mean, they're both the model of inefficiency right now. The other three major mints, South Africa, where the virus is now starting to take hold, Austria, which is just a hop, skip, and a jump from Spain and Italy, and Australia, which is locked down till the end of the year. So the UK mint and the Chinese mint amount to nothing. And so from a standpoint of supply chain dominant, this market is a supply chain dependent as any I've ever studied, as anything. And when they shut down, that's it. So getting it now before that happens, I think, is very important. Regardless of how this all plays out, right now there's a decent supply, much better than it was 6-8 weeks ago, but on many levels still very constrained.
Well, let's talk about the negative interest rates that they're starting to talk about. What are you seeing in that front? Because that... they've been talking about it for years, but we never thought it would happen. But now they're talking about it.
Yeah, yesterday we saw the futures contract for the Fed funds rate go negative January 2021. By the end of the day, it already had mitigated to or moved to December 2020. In other words, the futures traders are telling you that by the end of this year, they suspect we will have negative interest rates. That'll certainly be light a fuse under the price of gold. I think you could see gold easily over $2,000 in that scenario, because there's a term in economics called Gibson's paradox, which is the inverse relationship between real interest rates and gold. What it basically says is that if you go back to 1990 with 9% interest rates, who would buy gold when you can make 9% interest in U.S. Treasuries? There's something called the rule of 70 seconds. It's a mathematic law, where you take the interest rate that you are charging or being charged and divide it into 72. tells you how long before your principal doubles. It's probably why they have credit cards starting at 18%. So if you just pay the minimum balance, 18 times 4 is 72, you end up doubling your principal in 4 years if all you ever do is pay the minimum balance. But bottom line is that with interest rates at zero, it kills savers. It probably is actually tonic for the stock market, at least for a while anyway, in the respect that it forces people into speculation. It's classic Keynesian playbook in the respect that in Keynesian economy, you build the economy through spending and consumption, not through savings. Heaven forbid people put their money into savings and protect for a rainy day. But with negative interest rates, you can't put your money in savings. You end up going way backwards, not only in the interest rate, but also in money creation. So they force people into consumption, into buying things like real estate and speculating in the stock market. It kills the baby boomers who, you know, 70, 80 year old people who are reliant upon some sort of income. With negative interest rates coming, well, that's dead in the water. With the stock market that is highly overvalued, was very overvalued long before the coronavirus ever happened. The coronavirus is not the cause of all of this. The coronavirus is the pin that, or the bazooka that has pricked the giant bubble that should have been broken in 2008. The Fed continued to reinflate this problem through low interest rates and easy money, and now has created a much bigger problem than should have been. We'd already be long on our way to recovery. Now, this is just going to get worse and worse and worse until they let it collapse. And a lot of people think that's what this ultimately is a collapse of all the Western debt. The fact that they reclassified gold last year, April, would be very convenient. The fact that Nancy Pelosi talked about a digital currency in her House Subcommittee Finance bill would be very convenient for them just to come out and say all Western debt is forgiven. You've already heard them saying we're not going to pay China, or talking about we're not going to pay China. We shouldn't pay them for the bonds that they owe for doing this and not being disingenuous about the information. So they've already planted the seeds. We're not going to pay China. All the Western nations are suffering the same. So all debt could be forgiven. Issue a new currency backed by gold, because now it's a tier one asset, and in a digital platform a la Nancy Pelosi, what she asked for in her House Subcommittee Finance bill, because don't forget, evidently, virus can live on paper currency. So
well, but let me ask you, when they're wiping out debt, are they just talking about government debt, or are they talking about everyone's debt?